Get the door. Why didn't I understand what Qui-Gon meant? The guards were the problem, not the door controls. And if I'd been calm, I would have seen that. Though, of course, he could have just said exactly what he meant, and then... I must keep my mind on the present. The future does not exist. The past has ceased to be. Only the present is real. Obi-Wan forced his attention back to the Rainhawk's controls. At least nobody would criticize his flying. There, the tasks were concrete, predictable, known. As he set the course for Coruscant, he ventured, "Did you gain any further insight about Thurible when you two spoke?" Qui-Gon shook his head, a rueful smile on his lips. "Hardly. That one reveals almost nothing while hinting at almost everything. Not a bad way to develop a reputation for inscrutability." "You'd know about being inscrutable," Obi-Wan thought. "Thurible's tactics make no logical sense."
"Oh, I'm sure they do."
Qui-Gon rose to his feet. In the small Rainhawk cockpit, his height and broad shoulders made it seem as though the ship could hardly contain him.
"The problem is, we can't judge another's logic until we know his ultimate objective, and Thurible's remains hidden."
"Master, are you going to your cabin?"
"I wish to meditate," Qui-Gon replied. "Don't worry, Obi-Wan. I won't leave you to fly the ship the entire time. I know how you dislike it."
Obi-Wan laughed at his master's sarcasm. As Qui-Gon well knew, Obi-Wan loved flying. "I believe I can bear the burden." Qui-Gon's low chuckle was his only farewell as he walked back toward his small cabin, leaving Obi-Wan alone. "See, he's joking around with you. He wouldn't joke around if he was truly disappointed in your performance on Teth." Yet there had been so many disappointments, so many shortcomings. The fault could not be Qui-Gon's. He was the master and Obi-Wan was but the student. Even though Qui-Gon Jinn could be contradictory, mysterious, vague. Despite the fact that he sometimes did the exact opposite of what the temple leaders would have counseled. If Qui-Gon was, well, unorthodox, his Padawan's job was to gain understanding of that and adjust to it accordingly. In theory. In fact, Obi-Wan still could not predict when and how his master would ignore the rules. Rarely did he understand why. And as he grew older, he became more and more frustrated with Qui-Gon's renegade nature. "Rules are rules for a reason," Obi-Wan thought as he stared out at the wavering electric blue light of hyperspace. "They're not arbitrary. The Jedi rules exist to steer us toward the greater good and to reduce uncertainty." Better yet, rules could be memorized. They could be written down, studied, made certain. They were the opposite of the archaic, mystical writings Qui-Gon seemed to value more than any other texts of the Order. Obi-Wan preferred certainty when it could be had. Most frustrating of all, Qui-Gon's methods worked most of the time. Whatever changeable madness he steered by, it steered him well. Which meant there was something important about being a Jedi that Obi-Wan didn't yet understand.